He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 553. Thank you so much for tuning in. I apologize. Last week, I did not get a show out. I had a family emergency, which ended up in emergency surgery 4 or 5 days later. Anyway, they are doing quite well. I am pleased to report, and I am going to do an abbreviated show today. There's going to be two pieces of software that we're going to look at today. The first one I want to show you is what artificial intelligence can do for us today. It's a fascinating piece of software, and you're going to see, actually you are seeing right now almost every day of the week, new software coming out both for photography and videography and just the recording industry in general, all incorporating artificial intelligence. This stuff is pretty cool and definitely game-changing. So we'll take a look at that, and it's an interesting piece of software. Also, I want to tell you that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all my email, I promise you. Okay, let us get into this. Today, I am going to take a look at a piece of software that I think is kind of interesting. It's called Speechalo, like speech hello, Speechalo. And it's pretty fascinating. And what this is, it's software that will artificially create artificial intelligence. Let's try that again. It's software that uses artificial intelligence to create the human voice. And not too long ago, you would hear things that were read that sounded like a robot. Well, that's gone. You can't tell the difference today between a human voice and an artificially intelligently created voice. And it's really cool stuff. To go a little bit beyond that, it's kind of scary because they can replicate a voice just by hearing it, if you will. So you don't know whether you're listening to the President of the United States really, or it's an artificially intelligenced created voice. And we are definitely at that point. You cannot tell the difference. Now, I'm going to let you listen to this recording. We'll watch it. And basically, what this does is instantly transform any text into 100% human-sounding voiceover with only three clicks. Well, the three clicks is great. I mean, that's bing, bing, bing. What you do is essentially type out your script or type out whatever it is that you want to be read. And you cut and paste that onto their site, which is interesting. We'll get to that in a minute. And then it will create that voice, and you have a selection of all different types of voices, male, female, a British accent, Australia accent, male, female, the whole bit. You can decide what voice you want or voices that you want. You push a button and then it's going to record it, and boom, you're going to download it, and that's it. Now, I could tell you firsthand, I've done a bazillion scripts over the years, and I would pay and still pay anywhere from $200 to $2,500 for a 10-minute script. It's a good gig if you can get it, but some of those voiceovers are not cheap, and I've used professionals for years and years and years. I used a gentleman called Don Westcott, and I haven't seen Don in a while. We're very good friends, but I haven't seen him in a long time in any event. He had just a killer voice. He used to be the voice of Nova and Frontier. They were broadcast in the Boston area. Actually, it was educational TV, so it could have been broadcast all over the country. But what a voice, and he was just impeccable. He can give you any dialect, any type of voice that you wanted, and Man, he's so good. But after I would get the voice recording back, sometimes he would record it and send it to me. Sometimes I would do it in the studio with him, but I'd always have to edit it. Each reader, professional reader, has different variances in their voice. So what happens is between paragraphs or between sentences, he will go, and I would have to edit out all those breaths, and it could take hours to do that. Other times he would read the whole paragraph. It just depended upon what he was reading, and also the tempo and cadence of the professional narrator's voice. It always varies, so there is some additional editing that's required. With this stuff, with this artificial intelligence, there is no editing. It's all done electronically. You're actually able to highlight a word or make a word in bold to emphasize that particular word or phrases. So let's take a listen to what this sounds like. Now remember, this is kind of a demo introduction tape to this software, and it's all artificially intelligenced, if you will, generated. This is not a human. So let's take a look at that video.
Today we're going to show you the AI technology that is able to transform any text into speech and read it in such a natural sounding way that it's tough to tell it was generated by a computer and not a real human being. But before that, let me tell you something. Videos without a good voiceover will not convert, will not get you clicks, leads, traffic, or any sales. Since the dawns of humanity, people would gather around the fire and listen to stories. That's why a good video is not efficient without a good voiceover that tells the actual story. The problem is that not all of us have a nice friendly voice like Morgan Freeman. Or we just don't feel comfortable recording ourselves. Previously, the solution was to hire a professional voiceover artist. But there are two problems going down that route. Number one, they're very expensive. It can cost you up to $100 per minute of recording. And number two, you'll have to wait 3 to 5 days for the voiceover to be completed. How cool would it be to just enter your text and generate a perfect sounding voiceover with a voice that would sound as cool as, well, my voice?
Or maybe a nice distinctive British voice, like mine.
Or a friendly Indian voice like mine.
Or an Australian voice, like mine.
How cool would that be? Introducing SpeechOil, the most natural sounding text-to-speech software on the market. Hey, I'm Joey, and I'm one of the 30 AI voices from SpeechOil. You listened to this video until now, and you probably couldn't tell I'm not a real human voice. That's because I understand exactly what each phrase is saying, and I know how to put inflections in my voice, just like a real human would do. I was coded in that way that my neuro-linguistic engine will analyze the phrases, and I'll understand when I'm enumerating something, when I have to emphasize a word, or I need to take a deep breath. But you don't have to worry about any of these things. With SpeechOil, you can generate as many voiceovers as you want with only 3 clicks. Yes, you heard me right. Only 3 clicks. Click number one. Just paste the text you want to be transformed into speech in our online text editor. Click number two. Choose the language and voice that you want to use. We offer male, female, and even kids' voices. And finally, click number three. Click on generate, and in 5 seconds, your voiceover is ready to be downloaded. How cool is that? And you didn't have to pay a single cent, and didn't have to wait a week to receive your voiceover. We offer voices that are perfect for training videos, voices that are perfect for presentation videos, and voices that sound like Hollywood movie trailers, and even kid voices that sound joyful and innocent. All our voices have elements that make a voice sound real, and include all the voice expressions needed to make people more engaged in your content and make it sound professional. Actually, 98% of the people hearing a voiceover generated with SpeechOil can't tell it's not a real human voice. This video is created with a voice from SpeechOil, and you are still here, watching and listening to what I have to say. That proves my point. So here is the deal. For a limited time, you're getting the deal of a lifetime. Normally, we will sell SpeechOil as a monthly recurring service. But today, because you are in the first 1,000 people to join, you get the special founder's offer. You can get SpeechOil for a ridiculously low one-time fee and no monthly recurrence. The price you see on this page is the lowest it'll ever be. In fact, the price increases with each minute that passes. If you want to lock in the price, don't refresh the page, don't bookmark it for later, just go ahead and click the Buy Now button below, right now. Once the launch ends, the price shoots way up. But, honestly, even at $500, that's an incredible deal for the power you're being granted. You will make that amount back in no time. Outsourcing the creation of a single voiceover will cost you more than the price of this offer. And you will have to wait after the freelancers, not to mention that you could just don't like the end result. And you will waste hundreds of dollars in vain. I'm 100% confident that you will love Speechalo. In fact, I'm so confident that I'm going to make this a complete risk-free decision for you. If you create a voiceover using Speechalo and you don't like it, I will refund all your money and let you keep the voiceover that you created. So, now that you have no risk, you also have no excuses. Go ahead and click the Buy Now button below and profit from the one-time payment offer and the huge discount that we have for the first 1,000 users. Let's quickly recap why you should get Speechalo today. You'll be able to transform any text into speech. You'll get over 30 human-sounding voices. You'll be able to create voiceovers in over 23 languages, and you'll be able to create as many voiceovers as you want. Well, what are you waiting for? Click the Buy Now button below and profit from our special offer right now. And remember, you are covered by our 60-day money-back guarantee.
So there you have it. You got the whole story as I had seen it. And you keep seeing people popping up that they bought it. This is a very powerful video for a variety of reasons. It's a very, I don't want to say hard sell, but it's a very powerful selling, motivating, stimulating. They create an urgency for you to buy it. And I like the line in particular that your price is never going to be lower than the price down here. So it's only $47 now. Now, it murdered me when they said, oh, if you don't buy it now, that price is going to go up. It's going to go up. You got to buy it. It works great, at least from this demo. It's like, it's really good. And I got to tell you, for $47, wow. I could have saved probably $500,000 over my 50-year-ish career if I had this software way back when. And it's good, no question about it. However, this is just my opinion, just the gadget professor's opinion. As I look through this very carefully, the urgency to buy this kind of bugged me. Yeah, it seems to work and it does a great job, but you got to go, and here's some of the voices, by the way, that you can get. They illustrated that, the Australian or the Indian accent. So it works. There's no question about that. But if you go down to the very, very, very bottom, I mean very bottom, like right here, frequently asked questions, you can't get any lower other than the testimonials. I mean, they bury that. Now, let's see here. Okay, again, it's $47. It's risk-free. You get your money back. Before you buy something like this, you want to check out the small details. Now, a couple things that are alarming to me, or at least like, wait a minute here. You don't own the software by any stretch of the imagination. You are using their service. And what happens is you are uploading that text piece that you have up to their server. Their server has the software on it. It does its magic, and then it sends it back down to you. That's not scary to me. That happens all the time. No big deal there. But keep in mind, I'm thinking I'm paying $47 for unlimited scripts, unlimited presentations. Kind of, yeah, kind of, no. Here's what you got to watch. Are there any limitations? Watch how this is worded. We don't limit how many voiceovers you can create using Speechalo. But the condition is that you can't have more than 700 words per voiceover. Well, if it does it in 5 seconds, as this video said, what's the difference whether I have 1,000 words or 20,000 words? That's very curious to me and slightly annoying. There's ways around that. I can create a script that's 1,000 words and upload it once for 700, then upload it again. It didn't say I have a limit on how many scripts I can have. It just said 700 words. I don't understand why it's only 700 words. That's kind of a tip-off to me of maybe a scam. I said maybe. It works in multiple languages. Yes, you get free updates. You'll get 100% free auto updates. You're not getting the updates. Their server's getting the updates. You do not have access, free access to this software. You do not own this software in any way, shape, or form. Now, they have a pro upgrade version that offers even more voices and commercial license And the tube add-on, both upgrades are 100% optional, and you can get whatever that one's below. So there's a lot of things here. The fact that they're mentioning I can get a commercial license, I thought it was commercial free. I thought I upload my script and I can do what I want with it. There was nothing in the video that said I couldn't use this commercially. Creating a YouTube or a Gadget Professor show is not necessarily commercial, but if I'm using it for a commercial on radio or TV or whatever, yeah, it's considered commercial and you need a license, but it doesn't address that issue. So what I am saying here in general is that you got to be careful. I did Google Speechlo, and I did find several different types of complaints or concerns about the service. I'm not saying that the service is good or bad or otherwise. Technically, it sounds like, oh my God, it's awesome. But I would do some more research before I would actually purchase this. And again, for $47, if I do one or two scripts, you got your money back and it sounds so good. My point is, in bringing this to you, is to show you how good the technology is, and also to point out some of the things you got to watch out for when you're buying these types of services. All right, let us move along here. Let's move on to our next topic, which is a software called Plex, P-L-E-X. Now, I have mentioned this a bazillion times. Plex is a software. It's totally free, 100% free. And you can download this to operate with any device you're using, Android, iOS, PC, Mac, Linux. It just doesn't matter. Plex is available on all platforms and works flawlessly. I myself use Plex on my PC and also on my Shield, my Android Shield device, which is a really cool device. Someday I'm going to do a show totally on the Shield, S-H-E-I-L-D. It's a little Android server, if you will. Pretty cool device. In any event, I digress. Plex has come up with a new feature that is pretty cool. It's the latest beta feature, and it features an app, if you will. It's built into Plex. It's an upgrade that will allow you to navigate and search every single streaming service that you have there. So basically, it's an aggregator, and what this is going to do is it will allow you to search through all the streaming services that you subscribe to. So let's just say, for example, you do HBO, Netflix, Disney Plus, whatever you have. You go on to their Discover menu, and this will basically aggregate every single streaming site that you own and show you exactly what's playing, give you a menu, a TV guide, all in one place. This is pretty, pretty big upgrade, if you will, and it's going to change things. Very unique, very interesting, and extremely robust. Now, what I use Plex for is it has a server component. Now, again, this is totally free. So what you do, and I'll run through this at some point in time, is you actually go on to the Plex device, if you will, the software. And I'll show you here where it uses an NVIDIA Shield, the device I was talking about. Again, this could be your PC, your Mac, it just doesn't matter. But you're going to put a separate drive, external hard drive, internal hard drive, and you're going to assign it and call it Plex Server. You can call it John Server. You can call it whatever you want. But on that device, on that hard drive, you are going to actually put in all your movies, all your files, your documents, whatever you may have. Then from the Plex app, you're able to access that from anywhere in the world you are, on a private server, as long as you have access to the internet. Also, with this Discover, all your streaming services, you'll be able to click that Discover button and see what's streaming and able to watch all these things, both online and offline. Very, very cool. Software for sure, and it's definitely something that I would be looking into. Let's take a look at what this Discover service actually looks like, and at the same time, we'll take a look at what the Plex server looks like. So here we are on the Plex server page. This is the hard drive that I talked about. You can call it whatever you want, but on the hard drive, you have your selections. And again, you can label these or put whatever it is you want on there. I just said music, podcasts, web shows, movie shows, live TV, my media, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to go into the movies and shows, and these are all the things that I clicked on Discover, and these are all the things that are playing. So all you have to do basically is go in, pick off what you want, click play, and boom, there you go. Can't be any easier than that. So Plex is really cool stuff. Check it out. It's a long read. There's lots of things to read about it, but it's as simple and as basic as they come. And I think you'll definitely enjoy using Plex. That, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.